Santa Barbara.
Where are you now?
We're at Ross's Deli and also Raghava Pandit Cave. It's at the end of the Parikrama Pass. We just rounded the corner. And we just passed Nabal and Upsarakulam. Everyone's talking to Bakshman, and we kept, now we're here for the Harikata.
Okay, so we'll listen to the bhajans until the Harikata starts?
Okay.
Thank you.
get you.
So we've heard so much about Ras Lila at other places. So this is the Ras Lila performed only by Srimati Radhika and her group. Other Ras places of Ras may be there, but this is the group, only Krishna dances only with the group of Srimati Radhika. Therefore sometimes Radhika becomes in man and leaves Ras. And question may come, why Radhika will do man with her own gopi? And sometimes Radhika does man even with herself, which is a rattle on the bubble. Sometimes Radhika sees her reflection on the chest of Krishna, and Radhika thinks, oh, some other gopi is with Krishna, she can't stop herself. That reflection is not other than herself. So Gurudev is waiting at Jaramikun. Every year we go there for breakfast, so I don't want to much, also I don't know so much. So here also, most importantly, is the place of Sri Radha Pandit. Without the mercy of the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then how anyone can enter Ras Lila. Therefore, Raghava Pandit, one of the main associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears always in, if I'm not mistaken, three places. He always appears where Sri Nityananda Prabhu dances. He always appears in the courtyard of Shiva Sangha. He always appears where Marasachi cooks. And he always appears where Raghava Pandit also cooks. So Raghava Pandit is one of the most dear devotees of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It said even though he was very, very rustic Vaishnava, how strictly he used to follow Vini Bhakti. Some people now think, no need for any Vini Bhakti. We are all rustic jhanis. No need any Varnashram, no need anything. But Gaurama, Gaurama, Mukhapani Nashari, Gauracha, Gauramucha, Bhujanipadapadu. Only saying by now, I belong to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When you follow the teachings and the behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can call yourself a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Therefore, how much strictly he would follow, then he would, in another, just near Panihati is his house, and he would serve the deities there of Radhashyam Sundar. Therefore, if he heard there were some very good fruits, then even at great expense, he would arrange for those fruits to be brought from a distant place to the service of Thakurji. Then one time he heard there was some very good coconut at a distant village. Then he paid 20 times the price of a normal coconut to bring those coconuts from a long distance. Then very carefully he had them clipped and gave them pujari to offer Thakurji. When the pujari went in, then the pujari touched the roof of the temple before going inside to offer the robe to Thakurji. Then Raghava Pandit became very angry. What nonsense you are! People are walking and their buddhas are going in the temple. That Buddha is blowing on the roof, and you have touched the roof, and now you have touched the bone. How you can give that to Thakurji? Therefore, Raghava Pandit took those coconuts and threw them from a distant place. Sometimes he would offer them boga, and he would see that the inside, some of the fruits had been taken, some spike was there on the fruit. Thus, Raghava Pandit always felt great ecstasy. Also, there's famous Pandit and his sister. Every year, when they would come to Navadvipa, they would bring many, many different types of Mahaprasadam, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Those bags of prasadam became famously known as Radhavi Jodi. because they had not so much the conception Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, because they used to think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our near spirit, like Lokasam Bandhuvat, sometimes, not material action, but thinking like that. Therefore they thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees so many things, then he must get so much mucus. They take mud from the Ganga, dry it, powder it, make many, many different sweets, preparations, some things for his digestion. And every year they would bring those bags from Navadvipa all the way down to Jagannath Puri. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Govinda, because many people used to bring many preparations for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then the devotees would ask, Govinda, did Mahaprabhu take my preparation? Then Govinda had to lie, because otherwise the devotees would be sad. Because anything was given to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he would say, keep in the corner, keep in the corner. So after a few months, there was a huge mountain of Mahaprasad. Then Govinda was feeling very sad, I have to lie to many devotees to keep them happy. So one day Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, why are you looking so depressed? He said, I have to tell lies to so many Vaishnavas.
The Prabhu said, you bring all that prasad. And Mahaprabhu in one day ate enough for more than 150 people. So Raghavan is very dear devotee of the Lord. After performing bhajan in Navadvip, then he came here to Vrindavan. Actually, one of the first Vrajamanga Parikrams performed under the image, the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was performed under the guidance of Sri Raghav Pandit. That is, all that Vrajamanga Parikram we are doing, that is described in the book Sri Bhakti Raknika. Now, Srinivas and Shamananda Prabhu all performed this Vrajamanga Parikram under the guidance of Sri Raghav Pandit. Therefore, how we can enter Ras Gali? Only by the mercy of devotees of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because you may chant Radhe Radhe, but who will give you entrance into Vrindavan? We're hearing that even Indra, Brahma, Shiva, they could not get entrance into Ras Mandal. Even Gopeshwar Mahadev, he had no qualification to enter into Ras Mandal. Only he was outside looking. Therefore, we trust those who take shelter of the feet of the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and they may enter. Therefore, you go behind, there is one small cave, and there Raghav Pandit would perform his bhajan. So apparently that cave goes to the other side of Govardhan. So that describes underneath Govardhan is one big, like a cave. So if you try very hard, you go into the cave, you can enter out that other side. So here at this place, we remember the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Acharya Dharmam, Parichatya Vishnu, Vichatya Titam, Parichatya Vedam, Vina Gaurapriya, Padante Vanam, Vedanti Tushkapti, Padante Vanam. My dear brother, you may worship Vishnu, you may worship the deity of Radha Krishna. You may Parichatya Vedam, you may read the Vedas. You may visit at all the holy places. You may follow Vanasram Dharam very strictly. But unless you completely surrender and offer your feet, offer yourself at the feet of a very dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then you cannot find that prayer which even the Vedas cannot find. So here we follow the feet of Sri Raghav Pandit Prabhu, the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and pray, Kali Habe Bolo Sri Nama, Wendaya Shima. Go Preman!
Our Guru Vaishnavan, Anubhakta Jekane, Parikuma Kati Jekane, S.C. Himlok, Rathasthari, এবং নিকটে রয়েছে রাঘব পন্ডিতের গুহা। এখানে রাঘব পন্ডিত এখানে থাকতেন এবং ভজন করতেন রক্ত সাহানন্দ শ্রীবাস প্রভু, তাদের সঙ্গে এই সূর্যমন্ডল ধাম পরিক্রমা করেছিলেন। আমরা পরিক্রমা করতে করতে এই দুই কুণ্ডে এসে আমরা আচমন করেছিলাম, যাকে বলা হয় নবল কুণ্ড এবং অপসারা কুণ্ড। নবল কুণ্ডের তাৎপর্য হল কৃষ্ণ নবীন রূপ ধারণ করে তিনি কবিদের সঙ্গে রাজবিহার করেছিলেন, এবং অপ্সরা শ্রীমতী রাধিকা এত সুন্দরী, অপ্সরাদের সৌন্দর্য নবীকে তিনি পরাভূত করেছিলেন। এই জন্য বলা হয়েছে অপ্সরা কুণ্ড, নবীন কুণ্ড, নবল কুণ্ড এবং অপ্সরা কুণ্ড বলা হয়। এই দুই কুণ্ডের আমরা আসমন করলাম এবং এখানে যে এখানে রাধা কৃষ্ণ এবং কবিদের সঙ্গে সুন্দর রাজ বিহার আদি হয়েছিল। এখানে আমরা আগে অনেক আগে দর্শন করেছিলাম, এখানে এক একটা সমাজ বৃক্ষ এবং এক একটা কলম বৃক্ষ ছিল, এখন মাত্র একটি দুই দিন এই কলম এই সমাজ বৃক্ষ রয়েছে, তারা সকলে এক এক করে অন্তর্ধান হয়ে গিয়েছে। এই রাজস্থানের মহিমা আমরা মনে গিয়ে শ্রবণ করবো। গুরুদেব আমাদের জন্য অপেক্ষা করছেন, এখন ফোন দশটা হয়ে গেছে, ভালো অসুবিধা নেই। তাই আমরা এখানে যদি কিছু না বলি এই স্থানকে ঠাকুর আমরা বারবার প্রণাম করে আমাদের আগে চলছি রবি কুণ্ডের দিকে।